Hello and welcome everyone to the St. Louis High School Sports Podcast. My name is Paul Halfaker, and joining me as always as my co-host is Steve Overby. How's it going, Steve?
Good. We're going to take a look at some holiday basketball in this episode, both boys and girls side. So that's something to look forward to after your Christmas, right, Halfby?
Oh, I mean, after I'm done unwrapping the presents that I get or playing the video games, I might. Yeah, it's holiday tournament time, and I can't wait to go inside when it's cold outside and take in some of the basketball games. But before we jump in, we have an athletic director from Muskuta, Scott Battis, and he is joining us today to help. And him and Steve are going to talk about some of the girls' tournaments that are coming up.
Welcome to the show, Scott. Thanks for joining us.
You got it. Glad to be here, guys.
Scott runs one of the best tournaments in the holiday season, the Muskuta Christmas Classic. And this field is loaded. It was loaded last year, and it's going to be loaded this year. Four teams that won state titles were playing in this tournament last year. And the team that won it didn't even win a state title, Alton. So it's going to be another classic. We got four more state champions coming in modern day, Oakville, O'Fallon, and Vashon. So, Coach, tell us about how you put this together and how over the last few years this field has been so stacked.
Yeah, well, you know, girls basketball has had kind of quite the defining moment, I think, in the Southern Illinois and St. Louis area here just in recent times. And we've just been fortunate with the tradition of our tournament to be able to have some of the longstanding teams that have been in our field that won state titles and like their experience in Muskuta. So and then to get Vashon to join in was just kind of a bonus for us, and we're glad that we're bringing them in, and they had a great showing last year. And like you said, four state champions, and then Alton didn't even win a state championship but was our champion. So it's an elite tournament. It's a fun one to run. If you're a girls basketball fan, certainly it's somewhere you want to be after the holidays, I think. And it's just a joy to run. And thanks to you guys for covering it as always. But, it's a great time to put girls in the spotlight as they deserve. And I'm just glad to be able to host it.
And we pack everything into 3 days. Is that right?
We do. The field's down to 12. We kind of cut some teams out from – I don't want to be disrespectful, but some of the teams that were less accomplished in the tournament, just to try to make more games competitive. And this year in the 12-team field, the top four seeds will get a bye, and then we'll play the other eight teams. We'll all play early in the first day, and some teams will play twice. But the format's a little bit different, but hopefully we'll get similar results. And, to me, it makes it a little bit more competitive and a little bit more exciting, whatever time of day you decide to show up.
Tell us a little bit about the logistics of this tournament. How difficult is this to put on?
You know, I mean, we first of all, it wouldn't be successful without all of the people that they're willing to help in these things. You know, you got scorekeepers, you got all the officials. My secretary does a tremendous job of kind of just being my right hand. I mean, I got to give her credit, Sherry. I mean, she's basically the assistant athletic director when it comes down to it. And with her being able to kind of, walk through it with me and make sure everything matches up, everybody's showing up to work, and we got all the pieces together. It's certainly not about me. I mean, it's a tournament that a lot of people look forward to coming to and getting in. And I think once you establish a great tournament, if you do things the right way, they ultimately run themselves once you start. I think we've been fortunate for that to be the case for us. I mean, Scott Battis doesn't need to be walking around there for this to be an elite tournament. And that's the great thing about it.
Again, the field is just awesome. You've got four state champs, O'Fallon, Oakville, and modern day from Illinois, and then Vashon from Missouri. Those are the top four. I'm not going to ask you to make a pick, but maybe give me another school that might just slip in there and knock off a few of the big dogs in this one.
Well, there's two. I think you really got to take a look at Nashville. I mean, they've got off to a fast start. They've beaten Oakville in their own tournament early in the season, and really have proven themselves to be an elite program and team right up there with some of the other names you mentioned. I mean, Oakville, I believe, and I don't have the sheet right in front of me, but I think Oakville slipped all the way down to a five seed. So, you know, you got a state champion from last year. It's not even one of our top four seeds, kind of unheard of in a high school tournament. But Nashville's playing really well. Breeze Central is another team that's playing really well right now. I believe still undefeated, have knocked off modern day, have knocked off a couple of those teams. And and really has seems to be. I mean, you probably have six teams out of the 12 in here that are state championship caliber teams. You know, really exciting for Southern Illinois, not just our tournament, but you know, for Southern Illinois, and we're just blessed to be able to host such an event with, you know, and what's great about it, I think, is when you talk about those programs, you're talking about some quality people coaching those teams. I mean, those guys have all done a great job. From, you know, Nick Noloff at O'Fallon certainly does a great job, but there's coaches like Nathan Reeder and some of the others who've been doing this for such a long time and have proven that they know what it takes to win, and it's just, that's what makes it exciting for me, and that's why we're successful at the gate, and that's why you'll have a great 3 days of basketball in Muskoka.
That'll be a crazy final Friday night. That's got some power teams in there, and also we got some potential Division I girls. DJ Bowles of O'Fallon is a 6'3" blocking machine. It's a stud defender, and then Oakville's Elena Kraus averages 22 a game, and we'll be seeing her playing in the NCAA D1 as well. So fans can come out and see good teams and good players, and all for one day, one admission price. That's a pretty good bargain, is it not?
Yeah, we don't. You know, what's one thing we pride ourselves on? You're going to pay $5 a day. I don't know if you find a tournament with this type of competition, this type of environment, where you just pay $5 and watch an entire day of basketball. We take pride in that. We're not, you know, Muskoka, we're very fortunate where, you know, we don't depend on these tournaments to survive like some people do. We just want to put on good basketball. We want people that want to come watch to be able to do so, you know, even whether you've got a big family or a small family. And, you know, we try to make it, you know, cost effective to do so. And we're just, like I said, I mean, we really feel blessed that just people love to come to our campus and watch high school sports. And this girls tournament is certainly one of our crown jewels.
We appreciate it. That's something we'll look forward to. I'm sure myself and one of our photographers, maybe even Paul, will be over there a couple mm-hmm. times to catch the action, and looking forward to it. You probably got the premier tournament in the area for the holiday, at least as far as girls are concerned.
No, that means a lot. That means a lot to us. You know, you've known me for a long time, and we take a lot of pride in the events we put on. We try to treat the media with a lot of respect, and we appreciate everything you guys do. And you know, it's certainly an AD like myself. I'd be remiss if I didn't thank you guys and everything everybody does to support our events, because, you know, without the attention that the girls get and the teams get, you just don't have the same event. So, you know me well enough to know that I'm certainly appreciative of both of you and everybody that covers our tournaments and our games, and just super thankful. So I do appreciate you guys giving us a platform.
Can I ask you to pick a winner without getting you in trouble?
Yeah, I don't mind. I've seen a lot of the teams play this year, just getting to, I was at the Nashville tournament, seen a little film on O'Fallon. I think O'Fallon's going to be the team to beat in the tournament. I really do. I think they play a tough enough schedule. They're still deep. You mentioned Bowles. I think they got enough athleticism to challenge everybody. Some of the smaller schools like Bree Central, I think, will surprise some people. I think when it comes down to it, though, you know, Coach Noloff, you know, he's done a lot of great things already at O'Fallon, and I like their chances. But I would not be surprised at all to see you know, one of those other four or five teams you mentioned somehow make a way into the final, maybe win it. So it's going to be a great tournament. I'm looking forward to it. You know, it's great for me to be able to bring my daughters up to Muskoka High School and watch elite girls play. And I think that's the most important thing, is we're giving girls a great platform and that we get the respect with that tournament. I think says a lot about girls sports and what they deserve.
Looking forward to it. Thanks for joining us. And people might not know, Scott is down in Orlando, Florida, but we're freezing up there at an athletic director's convention. So I hope you're having a good time and to think about us up here.
I am, buddy. I appreciate you guys very much. And thanks a lot for having us on. We'll see you a little bit after Christmas.
You got it, Coach. Thanks for joining us.
All right. You bet. Happy holidays.
Yep. You too. Thanks, Coach.
That was Scott Battis, the athletic director at Muskoka and the tournament director of the Muskoka Holiday Girls Classic. And, Paul, you've been there before. It's quite an event, and you've got some talented teams. And usually the semifinals are loaded with high scoring and up tempo games. And plus, we've got, like we said, we got defending state champs right and left. So that is the place to be come next week.
Yeah, no, like Mattis was saying, and like you were saying, like, this is a loaded field. A state champion isn't even in the top four. Blows my mind. But Coach Mattis runs an excellent event. He runs a just amazing. He pulls out all the stops, and it's so much fun. It's a lot of high-end basketball in a very short amount of time.
And it's hard to drag you out of the hospitality room to get you to take pictures, but I'll do it.
Yes. Yeah. No, the hospitality rooms at some of the tournaments are very, very, very nice. But again, we're here for the basketball, and with the basketball tournaments right after Christmas, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Let's take a look at a couple of the other girls' tournaments before we hand it over to Paul for the guys' stuff. Traditionally, one of the best in the area is the Visitation Holiday Classic. It's features Incarnate Word Academy, which is almost unbeatable and has won six straight championships in a row. In fact, they've won the Viz tournament 16 times in the last 19 years that it's been held. So obviously Incarnate Word will be fun to watch. They've lost a couple good players, but they're off to a quick 4-0 start, which means they've won 104 games in a row. They might be tested. Every year they win it, but there's some teams in here that could surprise. Thinking at first, maybe Ursuline at 7-1, which is off to a pretty good start, with Evelyn Shane as their top player at 18.9 points per game. Corey Zhu is unbeaten, 5-0. Lauren Orthworth averaging 16 or 18.9 points per game. They're worth watching. Highland, Invader from Illinois, always good. That Highland program, always top-notch. You got Cardinal Ritter. You got Lift for Life. You've got Eureka. And that tournament starts this Saturday, and the finals will be on Thursday next week between Christmas and New Year's. And that'll give you a chance to see that. And the Muskuta final is Friday for girls basketball aficionados. That's two back-to-back tournaments. So think about stopping at Visitation as well. That's always a good classic. And Paul, I'm pretty sure Incarnate Word is going to be a solid favorite in this one.
Yeah, I haven't gotten to see as many girls basketball games as I should this year, but it's Incarnate Word. Coach Ralphus has that. It's a machine. They're highly ranked in the country for a reason, and I just don't see them getting knocked off at the Viz tournament.
Elsewhere, we've got some other tournaments worth watching. There's one going to be down at Summit, which will feature Francis Howell, Summit, Webster Groves, Lindbergh, and that could be interesting also. Francis Howell's off to a pretty good start. They're playing some good ball. We've seen them earlier, so they're worth watching. If you got time, go down to Summit. The final there is Friday at 4 p.m., so if you bounce your schedules around, you can see maybe three finals this weekend. There's a new tournament at St. Joseph's Academy they're sharing with Principia. That could be an interesting one. That will feature at St. Joe, Prin, Columbia Rockbridge, Parkway South, Belleville Altoff, and that final will be Saturday the 30th at 4:30 p.m. So that's another one you can fit into your schedule. So consider heading down to the St. Joe Principia Classic. Also, Duchenne has a girls' tournament traditionally. Notre Dame is one of the tough ones up there. And if you want another state champion to take a look at, go out to St. Dominic, where you'll see Lutheran St. Charles, the defending Class 5 champ. They're the team to beat there. So plenty of places to be, plenty of games to see, and girls' basketball heating up. So it's going to be a big 10 days coming up in between the holidays, and get a chance to get out and see some games. Paul, what do we got on the boys' side? Just as much action there, I'm guessing.
Oh, yeah, there's a loaded schedule. I've only got like four that I've got picked out that have got my attention. Obviously, the Collinsville tournament over in Collinsville, Illinois is going to be absolutely loaded, as it always is. Last year, it was two out-of-area teams that came in and played in the finals, and it was Decatur MacArthur that won over Quincy in the championship last year, and they are back again this year. Same with Quincy. Quincy's undefeated. The Blue Devils are a really good team. I got to see them at Norm Stewart, at the Norm Stewart Classic in Columbia. And when they, they were a very good team. They took out Chaminade. Chaminade did play without one of their top players. He was ejected in the game due to something that I wasn't paying attention close enough to find out what actually was said, but he was ejected. So Chaminade did play that entire game without one of their top starters. So that one looks really interesting. Triad boys are on just a really hot start and they are on one side of the bracket. Same with Belleville East, another good team. They've got some really good teams in there. Oh, and Altoff, I completely forgot, didn't even see them. Altoff and O'Fallon are going to be in there as well. So that's going to be a very big Illinois tournament that I'm looking forward to seeing. It's going to be fun. It always is. And then on the Missouri side, the Coaches versus Cancer tournament over in Maryville is going to be a very interesting tournament. Viani has the number one seed on that, with Columbia Hickman at the two seed. Troy, a team that finished third, is the number seven seed in that tournament. So it's a very it's very interesting that a third place, and then Webster Groves, a couple years removed from a state championship, is the three seed. But Vianney, I definitely agree that Vianney should be the number one seed. Vianney, they've got so many. Everyone talks about Luke Walsh. Everyone talks about their big three, their starting three, but that team is incredibly deep. They went and they took out a Springfield Central team at the Norm Stewart Classic when all of their big three were in foul trouble, and everything was went without a hitch. The defending champions from that tournament is Lafayette, and Lafayette is a 14th seed in those brackets. So that should tell you just how loaded and deep this tournament will be on the Missouri side.
Going back a little bit to the Collinsville tournament just for a second,
Yes.
I've covered that a couple times, and it continues to amaze me that that place is packed to the brim no matter who's playing in the final. Last year, they had two out-of-area teams, and it was still packed. I mean, fans love to come out to see it, and it's kind of a place to be seen more than just to watch games. I mean, everybody who's anybody in boys basketball shows up, and I mean, it's a raucous crowd no matter who's in the final.
Yes, no, and that is one thing that I failed to mention. But yeah, that is a crowd. Clay Smith, Collinsville, the Kayhawks, they know how to put on an event. It's a beautiful, beautiful gym for high school, and they definitely show out, and it's a lot of fun. I mean, I run into former athletes, former All-Metro kids there just because they're in town for the holidays, and they're just like, "Hey, let's take in some basketball." One of my favorite baseball players, Hayden Yinger, he was there a couple of years ago, and he stopped by and said hi. And that was, yeah, like you said, anyone who's anyone just goes to this tournament just to be seen.
My favorite sports writer, who just recently passed away, Rick Hummel, was always a huge supporter. He would go to every single one of those 32 games, and he would sit there and keep score and watch. And even though he's in the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame, he loved his high school basketball. And I mean, Rick would be there from start to finish, morning, noon, and night, and he just loved it. It'll be sad not having him there, but that's just an example of how important this thing is to some people. You know, they just go and watch basketball for 3 or 4 straight days, start to finish, and they love it.
Yeah, it's yeah. I was unfortunate enough not to been able to talk to Rick, but yeah, I knew that he was a fixture at this at the Collinsville tournament, and yeah, he will be missed. I'm sure there's going to be a spot for him that is basically kind of set aside just for him.
What else we got going on the boys' side? Any more tournaments worth checking out?
Well, I mean, there's all sorts of tournaments, and obviously the one that it's a little bit farther out there. It's the Centralia Holiday Tournament. It's in Centralia, Illinois. It's a little bit farther out there. But they've got Belleville West, Cahokia will be there, the Kip out of St. Louis, Alton will be there. It'll be a very good team. There's going to be a lot of teams from the Chicago area that come down. There's going to be some teams from the mid Illinois that comes down. Champaign will be there, and then Centralia, which Centralia is home to the winningest boys basketball program in the country. They have the most wins in the country. When you drive into the town, they'll remind you that it's all about the boys' basketball. And then that just arena itself is basically as good as any college arena. And it's and they definitely show out for that one as well. So that'll be a very interesting one to take in. It is a little bit farther out there. It is in Centralia, so it's about an hour and a half away, but it's a very well-run tournament. The modern day Christmas tournament will also be a very interesting one. That on the Illinois side, they've got Riverview Gardens, McClure from the Missouri side, and they're going to be going up against Nashville, a couple years removed from a state championship, modern day host. Then some teams out of Red Bay, a team out of Alabama will be there. Metro East Lutheran, Orchard Farms from the Missouri side will also be there. So that one's going to be very interesting. And Battis's Muscoota Boys will be there at that tournament as well.
Which one are you going to? What are you sure you're going to?
Oh man, that's a good question. Honestly, I really hope I can take in all of them. But the Collinsville final, I'm very interested to see how Collinsville how the Kayhawks do. They're undefeated. The Coaches versus Cancer will be the one that I probably want to go to as well because Vianney. I just want to see just how good this Vianney team is. And the Centralia one is kind of a if I can get out there, those are the big three that I'm kind of looking at, but it all depends on the matchups. And I didn't even I failed to talk about the Columbia Freeburg joint tournament that they hold. That one's another one. It's between the two high schools in Columbia, Illinois, and Freeburg, Illinois, but they kind of share it and they play pool play for the first couple of days and then they go into a bracket style at the very end. So that'll be a very interesting game as well.
I can't wait. I think I'll be bouncing between Muscoota and Visitation and maybe throw in St. Joe for that final. But if we work our schedules right, we can see at least three championship games. You can't beat that, can you?
No, not at all. Like if you can get some time off and do what we're about to do, then you get to see three champions, and potentially, you know, these are previews for who might host the trophy at the end of the year as well.
And if you can't get there, we'll have it all covered. We'll have Paul and I'll be out. We'll have some other part-time reporters out. So in the 7 to 10 day period, we'll have plenty of stories on all the games. So if you can't miss or you want to catch up on one or two, just go to our website and we'll have all the information for you.
Yeah, and this will probably be the last podcast. We probably won't have a podcast next week, depending on our schedules with holidays and family time and everything like that. So this might be the last podcast for the year before we switch over to 2024.
Yep, we'll be probably coming back to you early January, and by that time the Christmas tournaments will be over and we'll be ready for the home stretch of basketball, two of the better months of the season.
So I got to ask Steve, what did you ask Santa for Christmas?
I haven't made my list out yet. I've got a lot of things and I need to prioritize, but I'm not sure I've been a good enough boy to get a whole lot of stuff, so we'll see how that shakes out.
Well, Steve, I think you should ask for a PS5 and Xbox. I know you're a huge gamer. I know you.
No gamer and no new telephones and no one of this fancy stuff. I'm fine the way I am.
All right. Well, that will do it for us. Thank you very much for joining us in the year of 2023. We will be back in 2024. Thanks for joining us, guys.
Have a good holiday, everyone.